The beauty and garment industry's reputation for social responsibility is perhaps in tatters as grim stories of environmental damage, toxic chemicals, and human rights abuses abound. Now the sector is undergoing a dramatic shift, and many of us are questioning our buying habits. Kate Black is at the center of this. She is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Magnifico. Magnifico is a digital source for eco, fashion, and sustainable living. She's also the author of the new book, Magnifico, Your Head-to-Toe Guide to Ethical Fashion and Non-Toxic Beauty. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Kate Black to the roundtable this morning. Kate, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. How did this all start for you? At what point did you say, okay, I've had enough and I have to do something about this?
Well, Magnifico started as a daily eco-fashion find. It started as a blog in 2008, featuring designers and brands who were just making products better, taking into consideration maybe labor rights or environmental rights. And it went on like this for several years. And then in 2012, I launched an events platform called Eco Sessions, which kind of took the storytelling off the screen and into live events. And every single time during the Q&A, I was like, wow, somebody should just really write an expose on this industry and kind of shed light on what consumers need to know before they make decisions about what they're going to wear, what they're going to put on their body for themselves or their family. So last year when I had the opportunity, I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. So I wrote this book. It's a head-to-toe guide because I couldn't talk about how bad fashion was without talking about how bad personal care products were or how bad jewelry was. And so it just kind of evolved from there.
So there's a lot of bad out there. Was it hard to find the good?
No. That's the kind of the Magnifico way. So in every chapter, I share like things that I really think consumers and citizens should know. I think we understand like what we put inside of our body affects our health, but I think we're kind of slowly coming to the realization that what we put next to our skin, which is our largest organ, also affects our health. So the book sheds a lot of light on kind of the dark corners of each of these industries, but there are so many brands and there are so many designers and there's so many kind of makers who are really going out of their way to make better, safer, cleaner products for us. So in each chapter, there is a buying guide that kind of highlights what I think are some great brands and then resources to kind of carry on the investigation and find your own.
Okay, so that's the happy ending to this story, but let's just go back a second as to those dark corners. Why do they exist in the first place?
Well, I think a lot of it is just our own kind of assumption. So, for example, the book starts off with a chapter on beauty, which is really kind of anything from toothpaste to shaving cream to moisturizer. And I think a lot of people think that when they look at things on the shelf, that the FDA has approved them. And what they don't understand is that the FDA doesn't approve personal care products or cosmetics. And in fact, when it comes to our safety, there's only 11 chemicals of the 80,000 chemicals that we use in the world. There's only 11 that have been banned or restricted in the U.S. And this is compared to Canada, which has over 600, compared to the EU, which has over 1,300 chemicals that are banned because they're concerned about the cause or their contribution to our safety. So I think when we kind of realize that what we see on the shelf has not necessarily been, you know, screened or vetted or is kind of certified to protect us, then I think it kind of opens up our eyes to other things that we're buying and other things that we think maybe have safety factors included that just don't.
When we buy food, there is an ingredient list. When we are buying other products, do we have that same information at our fingertips?
No, unfortunately. There is a list, especially like personal care products. So let's use shaving cream as an example. So there is a list, but there's a couple of things at play. Number one, sometimes there's a little bit of a reaction within the formulation or within one of the processes to make the formulation that can off-gas something that's a known carcinogen. So if you bought the same shaving cream in Europe, it wouldn't have that. But because we don't have those safety standards in place, that shaving cream on the shelf in the U.S. probably has it. And then the other thing is that the word word fragrance in the U.S. is considered a trade secret. So companies do not need to disclose what's in the secret sauce of fragrance, and it can be up to 4,000 different chemicals. So if you're looking at an ingredient list and you're looking for something that somebody in your family has a sensitivity to, or something that you know is like really bad, phthalates, for example, you might not necessarily see it on the label because it might be tucked into the fragrance catch-all.
My guess would be that if a manufacturer is telling you everything that is in that product, then they're ultimately proud of what is in that product.
That's what's generally happening with smaller brands and what I call non-toxic brands. And these, you know, they are proud of their formulation. They're proud of how few ingredients they need to make it. And they usually are smaller companies, so they don't have the kind of buying power to sit on the shelves of our grocery stores or our shopping, our drugstores. So you can usually only find them in specialty stores or health food stores or natural food stores. But yes, the best brands have the least amount of ingredients.
You point out at the very beginning of the book that some of this information can be quite heavy, but there really is that understanding that in the end there's a way of solving the problem.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I think we're all kind of like to shy away or maybe not, you know, not stare directly into the fact that, you know, kids are still heavily involved in the jewelry business and mining. And I think there's a lot of things that are really uncomfortable for us, thinking about how we've evolved as society and thinking about how citizens in other parts of the world are living for our consumption. But there are ways around it. So I wanted the book to really kind of open our eyes and give us the tools to be more mindful about the purchases that we're making.
Well, the name of the book is Magnifico. It is your head-to-toe guide to ethical fashion and non-toxic beauty. It's published by New Society. Kate Black, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great day.
Very nice to have you with us. Kate Black is the founder and editor-in-chief of Magnifico.com, the digital source for eco-fashion and sustainable living. The book is Magnifico. It is published by New Society Publishers. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.